Rama, 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 Rama. Chaitanya Kripa Rupa Nikya Chena Pane Rasamrita Sindhu Grantira Mangalacharane Chaitanya Kripa Rupa Nikya Chena Pane Nasamita Sindhu Grantera Mangalacharane
Nasamita Sindhu Grantera Mangalacharane.
Okay, we have three verses, so we'll do this later. I mean, the words were to the 35th. This verse says, Srila Rupa Goswami has personally spoken about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his auspicious introduction to his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 112. Okay, got that up there. This verse is, this type of meter is spoken in a way that the first two lines are more or less together. Vidyasya praranaya parvartito hum varaka rupo pi. Tasya hare padakamalam bande chaitanya devasya. Vidyasya praranaya parvartito hum varaka rupo pi. Tasya hare padakamalam bande chaitanya devasya. So somebody want to, you can do it line by line also, but it's not the same as other verses. Kidyasya pranaya pavartito ham balakarupopi. Asya hai padakamalam bambi chaitanya devasya. Ladies. Pravartito ham barakarupopi. Tasya hari parakamalam bambi chaitanya devasya. Ready, within the heart. Yasya, of whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives his pure devotees intelligence. Oh, wow, that's a long one. Okay, of whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives his pure devotees intelligence, with which to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Pranaya. By the inspiration. Pravartita. Engaged. Aham. I. Varaka. Insignificant and low. Rupa. Rupa Goswami. Api. Although. Tasya. Of him, Hare, who is Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Padakamalam, to the lotus feet. Bande, let me offer my prayer. Chaitanya Devasya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although I am the lowest of men and have no knowledge, the inspiration to write transcendental literatures about devotional service has been mercifully bestowed upon me. Therefore, I am offering my obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given me the chance to write these books. Okay. So we'll go on and we can talk as they, the next verse talks about that verse. Now this verse is put here from Bhakti Samrita Sindhu by, not necessarily that was spoken during the course of this leela. It's injected here by the inspiration of Kaviraj Goswami. So, but we can say something. This verse is a very important verse, and because there's no purport here, but there is purport in Chaitanya, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu itself, the commentary by Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is the disciple of Rupa Goswami, or some people say the only disciple. But, of course, all a disciple. Even Prabhupada said, when interviewed and asked one time, who is your disciple? How many disciples do you have? He said, all are my disciples. Everyone is my disciple. But some admit and some do not. So that's one way of looking at it. So Jiva Goswami, in his purport, his commentary, because it is called, I think, Durgama Sangini. Durgama, isn't it? Sangini? Huh? Durgama means something which is difficult, like Durga. Durga is very difficult, the material world. But in this case, Durgama Sangini, because Jiva Goswami, he actually literally helped Rupa Goswami to, even at the time, to help him write the book. And so he was writing the commentaries because he considered that most people reading that, even if they were advanced Sanskritists or whoever they might be, pundit, they would not, it would be a little difficult for them to understand it. And Jiva Goswami understood it. He was day by day, hour by hour, conversing with his uncle. And he was fabulously learned, Jiva Goswami, genius, so he understood. So therefore, he mercifully wrote, and later on, others have written, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti and others, of course. So Jiva Goswami is saying in his, it's not a super long commentary, because the commentary that he wrote for the first verse is 13 pages, at least in English. Akila Rasamrita Murti Pras, like that. Akila Rasamrita Prasama Ruchi Udha Taraka Palahi. In that first verse, Rupa Goswami, I mean, you can understand why you would have to have some commentary. Because in that one verse, the very first verse, there's a double, sometimes triple meaning. It's translated two ways. And then the commentary also comments, Jiva Goswami comments on both aspects, especially the first. And because in there, the mentions, the gopis, and even the names are not given fully, but in a little bit in code, and brought up Vidura Jayati, that Krishna is compared to the moon, and the different gopis are in different levels. So therefore, Jiva Goswami unpacks it for us and throughout his commentary. So we're very thankful to Jiva Goswami. It might be difficult, especially the first few chapters, isn't it? Sangamani, that's it. So, and the Sangamani, Durgam or Sangamani. Anyway, so in this particular verse, he says, now, for us, when we hear that Rupa Goswami is describing himself as Baraka, I mean, Baraka is not a really good thing, Baraka, that means you are a fool. So he's describing himself very humbly as a fool. So Jiva Goswami says that Mother Saraswati cannot tolerate that. She cannot tolerate that Rupa Goswami is calling himself a fool. Therefore, he says, Vara means the greatest, and Akhyayati means that his glories are being broadcast everywhere as the greatest person. So only Jiva Goswami could give us that inspiration. He says Saraswati cannot tolerate it. Many times Vishnath Chakravarti also says Saraswati cannot tolerate this explanation, therefore she says this in his heart. In his verse, Hridi, within the heart, Hridi. Just now, when we read that, we heard the Bhaktivinoda Thakur song, he's talking about the heart, that the glories of the holy name will rise in the heart. So this inspiration is coming in the heart. Why don't you worship the Lord in the heart? He also says in the Udilavarna, Raj, the Lord of the heart. Sutta. Rajendra Sutra, right? Yeah, so this, the heart is a very important place. Hridyantasto yabhadrani. There's so many. Abhadranis means bad things. Bhadra means auspicious things. Abhadras. There are many abhadras. So Rupa Goswami in his in the presentation of not Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but Vidagdha Madhava, he was asked to speak something on these books in the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu had already instructed him for 10 days. 10 days. 10 days is not a very long time. People go to college for 4 years, 8 years, 12 years. But in 10 days, he was instructed. And that time, Mahaprabhu instructed in Prague that you, the ocean of devotional service, bhakti rasamrita rasa, is unlimited. There's no way to measure it, immeasurable. But I will give you one drop. And if you have that drop, that's enough to expand from that drop. So the Rupa Goswami is feeling this very humble mood. So when he was giving his slokas, verses, some of the verses, introductory verses, Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurutu Vasa Satchinandana, for instance. This verse is also invoked here in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sada Hridaya Kandare, in the heart. Kaviraj Goswami is also inspired by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami. You can well imagine Raghunath Goswami was speaking for something like 3 hours a day. First, he was so feeling such great separation from Mahaprabhu, Sri Damodar, that he came to Govardhan. He was just going to jump off there. I don't know where you would jump off, I guess. Not that high, but somehow you could do it. But when he met with Rupa and Sanatan, they said that you should please forget that program. You'll simply speak. So at that time, Kaviraj Goswami was also hearing some of that conversation. So he was inspired in the heart. And many times we hear about that Sukadeva Goswami was inspired. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it describes Tene Brahma Hridayadika Vaye Mojanti Atsura. That Tene Brahma Hridaya. Brahma refers to the Vedic literature, especially that Brahma heard tapas, and he heard so many things. He heard the Gopi Jana Balava mantra, but also he heard Bhagavatam. Maybe he only heard the four verses, but because he's Lord Brahma, he doesn't have to hear more. But so Sukadeva is describing Tene Brahma Hridayadikavye Mujantiyatsuraya. Within the heart, you feel it, you hear it. Tapas tam tapate tena tavasivya bhavishyati. You could understand just by hearing the two syllables. So one who is intelligent, just like Rupa Goswami, in 10 days he could understand. And so he had prepared this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and which is quoted here, Premasrupe, described by Kavi Kanapur to glorify Rupa Goswami, Ekarupe. He's non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's very beautiful, Sahajadi Rupe, Chaitanya Rupe, Savilasa Rupe. So therefore, he was able to broadcast these glories, fully empowered. When he was speaking so amazingly, all the devotees were struck with wonder down in Jagannath Puri. And many of them had not known Rupa Goswami. So when he was speaking his verses, like Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurudruva Satchinandana, then Ramananda Roy was there, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Damodar, all these great personalities. So Lord Chaitanya saying that Rupa Goswami, I met him in Prayag, I instructed him. So now he's speaking these verses also. And but the verses were described as not even poetry, but the ultimate essence of all realizations in the form of plays. He's writing these plays, but the verses in the plays are amazing. Tunde Tundavani Vatin Vitanate Tundavli Labde. These are all verses. That's a verse about the holy name, but there are many. And one of the verses, he also described himself as very lowly, and he compared like a sudra person who lights a fire. And but the fire is very purifying. So he's feeling this way that it's through me these verses have come, somehow or other, been inspired. Just like when the Prabhupada was writing at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita that he felt inspired by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He said it would be an amazing occasion if Siddhanta Saraswati were here now. Of course, you can imagine the separation that Prabhupada would feel from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, having close contact with at least a few times. So he was feeling the separation, but he was able to go on. Sometimes he was criticized even by his godbrothers that he didn't attend to the Samadhi temple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. What did Prabhupada say about that? I mean, sometimes he would drive by there, and of course, in Mayapur, he drive by, you know. People could see you in the car driving by. So he was criticized, but he said that they don't know that I feel my spiritual master's presence always, constantly. Sada Hridaya Kamadeshu, in the heart. Always, is always inspired. So the devotees get inspiration somehow or other, just like our Prahlad Maharaj, he got inspiration within the heart. Dhruva Maharaj, they're offering all these prayers. They are just little boys. How do they offer these prayers? It's an amazing thing that they can offer these prayers. So there's always some inspiration. Even in the material realm, there's inspiration. Great musicians are inspired. Great artists are inspired. And they can inspire others. So Prabhupada was so inspired. He was writing all these books, following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. And he also lived at the Radha-Dhamma temple, always being inspired by the samadhi of Rupa Goswami, the bhajan kuti of Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada told us that the most inspiring place is that temple, Radha-Dhamma temple. Sometimes he would say, there's no need to go anywhere else. You can get full inspiration there. So disciples or followers, anyone can become inspired. Even today, reading Rupa Goswami, hearing Rupa Goswami. Tadera charana sevi bhakta saneva. What does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? Madhura, Goranga Madhura Lila, De Karne Prabhashila. When you hear the nectar pastimes that we're reading here of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Jara Karne Prabhashila enters the ear, then Nirmala Hridaya. That the heart becomes pure. So it's not just Rupa Goswami should be inspired, but everyone inspired. But he's able to give us, so we'll read this verse next week. But E Mata Dasha Dina Prayaga Rohiya. You can chant this one. Shirupe shiksha dilo shakti sanchanya. Shirupe shiksha dilo shakti sancharya. Go purport. This is a confirmation of the statement Krishna shakti vina tahi tara pravartana. Unless one is specifically empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot spread the Krishna consciousness movement. An empowered devotee sees and feels himself to be the lowest of men, for he knows that whatever he does is due to the inspiration given by the Lord in the heart. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Desham satata yukkanam bhajatam kiti polvatam vidami bhuti yogam tam jainamana svayam kite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. That's Bhagavad Gita 10.10. That's one of the nutshell verses that everybody should learn. That Hamsa Rasha Pavavoma Tatsavam Pavatite, everything comes from me. That's 8, 9, 10, and 11. To be empowered by the Supreme Personality of God, one has to qualify himself. This means one must engage 24 hours daily in the loving devotional service of the Lord. So that's not so easy, 24-7. We hear that term thrown around 24-7. Oh, yeah, he's doing that 24-7. But when you hear about the six Goswamis, that they were working more or less 24-7. I remember when Prabhupada's room was finished, his quarters in Vrindavan, in 74, yeah. The rest of the temple wasn't finished, but somehow or other, some of us got to sit in with Prabhupada, and his room was almost finished, his quarters, and they were nice. So although they were so nice, Prabhupada's instructions were very heavy. I mean, the six Goswamis, they didn't live in a room like Prabhupada lived. That's true. Rather, they were, we've just been hearing about it. They were sleeping under different trees, and they were engaged 24. Krishna Kirtana Gananartana. Was it Patojani Bhajita? Krishna Kirtana Gananartana. Prema Mitam Bhogniti. They're engaged in the prema. And always, Dhiraji, we're hearing so many verses. Nidra Haradi Harakari Vijito. So they were qualified. How is it? Prabhupada is telling, he's reading these verses, he's reading the six Goswami prayer, chanting it. And in those days, of course, we didn't know most of the verse, but we knew Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujago. So he would chant the verse, and then we would chime in. I don't know how many people were in the room. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujago, Shri Jiva Gopalako. So it's a very poetic song, Srinivasacharya. He said, all the leaders of this Vrindavan temple, he said, you must come to the standard of the six Goswami. Engage 24-7 like that. And sometimes Prabhupada would say, the level of the six Goswamis, that we don't see anyone on that level in Vrindavan, at least not visible, he said. He admitted somebody might be there, but he hadn't seen anybody like that visible. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had something that he went and did parikram all over Vrindavan, all over India, and he sat down, I forgot if it was in Vrindavan, and he said that there was no one advanced in Vrindavan. And then the devotees were saying, well, what about this Babaji and that person? He said, no, they are madhyam at best, right? What was it, madhyam? So it's not so easy, but Prabhupada is telling the leaders of Vrindavan, the managers, the Westerners, who were born into the Mlecha Yavana family, at best, that they should come to this level. How can you do that? That somehow by this inspiration, people are coming to that level, approaching, trying, at least, to come to this level. So it's open for everyone. As Pata Patra Vicha Nahi Nahishtana Stan. Jai Jahantai Kori Premada. The Panchatattva, the five of them, when they're distributing their mercy, they don't mind, they don't care, oh, this person is patra, apatra. He can receive it, this one cannot receive it. They don't make any distinction. They're giving out, they're pouring it like the rain. Even Rupa Goswami, because of his association, he and his brother, with the Mlecha Yavana, the king of Bengal, and all of his associates, how they got in that position is another thing. But so they were feeling that they are very ni jati, ni sangha, kubishaya dham. All my association in Rupa Goswami, well, that's Sanatana Goswami saying, all my ni sangha, my low-born birth, actually he doesn't have low-born birth, but Saraswat Brahman. But he's saying like that. And people are saying, I am a very learned person. The Vyavahari, Gramya Vyavahari, I mean the ordinary people and the village people, they think that we are very great pundits. But actually he said, Kayami! He told Lord Chaitanya, Kayami, Kayami, Jarito. So Rupa and Sanatana, when they first approached Lord Chaitanya, they spoke that verse, what is it? Nasti Papatma, Tulio Nasti Papatma. You cannot find anyone equal to how sinful we are. Even if you say that Jagai Mahadi were sinful. No, but actually they were Brahmanas. We weren't Brahmanas. Sometimes Kaviraj Goswami is saying that he's also more sinful, worse than Jagai Mahadi. Hoite mui se papista, more sinful. So what to speak if they're feeling so lowly, Rupa Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Sanatana Goswami would not even go by the front of the temple, the Singha Dwara in Puri, because he thought if any pujari would touch, might become contaminated. Therefore, he went on the hot sand, spoke about that. Very humble. He wanted to throw himself in front of the chariot in Puri during the Rath Yatra, because he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he may touch me, I have all these sores. Apparently, it was very disgusting what he had. You know, miserable his body was. Lord Chaitanya just said to Haridas Thakur, why does this gentleman, he has already given his body, he's given his property, now he wants to take it back. So it's not to understand that the Lord Chaitanya does not approve of my idea to him. And then he embraced forcefully Sanatana Goswami, and all the sores, weeping sores, disappeared. So that may not exactly happen to everybody, but they're a surrendered person. So these six Goswamis, Rupa, Sanatana, Nidra, Haravi, Haravi, this was their qualification to come to this point, mentioned this purport. They conquered over eating and sleeping, so they could do 24/7. It's not like they artificially say, okay, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to sleep. No, they're so absorbed, Krishna Kirtana, Premam, Ritam, Bondi, in the ocean of Prema, that they're not thinking of this. So they conquered it. Nidra, Ahara, eating. Aha, Nidra, Baya, Matunam, Cha. All living entities are doing all these things, four things, eating, sleeping, mating, depending. But six Goswamis, they conquered it. Nidra, Hara, Vikari, Vihara, that's your recreation. Nidra, Hara, Vikari, Kari, Vichito, Chapyanto, Dino, Chio. They become Dina, very humble. Dinaina. And very Dean. So many times Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes himself as Dina, Kinchana, servant, very lowly. Dinaina, Jato, Chiro. Arinam, Udario. But the holy name is there to deliver all the these persons who are Dinaina. So, also there characteristics that Sankhya Purvaka Namaganati B Kalavasani Kuto. They were chanting very rigorously. And Sankhya Purvaka Namaganati B Kalavasani Kuto. Nidahavakari Vijito. What is the last? All those lines, I get confused. But so Radha Krishna, they were absorbed in Radha Krishna Bhav, basically. That's what it says. Vande Rupa Sanatana, and Manyo Sharanya Karo. Therefore, everyone should take shelter of them. Everyone. Manyo. Become Pujito. They're worshipable. So Rupa Goswami's thinking he's very lowly, but we're Adhidhanascham Dantari Danyache Punapkana Srimad Rupa Dambu Jadiri Sanjana Jana. Life after life. I don't know who wrote this. Who wrote this book? Anyway, we take a straw. The prayer says, again and again, we're begging for the mercy of Rupa Goswami. So, although he's thinking himself very lowly, but we're all Rupa Nuga followers of Rupa Goswami. So we'll finish this purpose. The material position of a devotee doesn't matter because devotional services are pratyata. It is haitikya pratyata. It is not dependent on any material consideration. In his earlier life, Rupa Goswami was a government officer and a grahastha. He was not even a brahmachari or a sannyasi. Just see. Prabhupada makes this point. He was not a brahmachari or a sannyasi. It's funny because sometimes Prabhupada would joke, like at one time many brahmacharis wanted to become sannyasi. And we had some Prabhupada disciples that still, they're brahmacharis, not that many left. They're dying off. Or they took sannyas or they got married. So Prabhupada he quipped, he said, why every brahmachari wants to carry a stick? Like, in Prabhupada's mind, the sannyasi has to be a brahmachari, you know, and a brahmachari should be a sannyas. Although, superficially, in the Varnashram system, one is a brahmachari, but originally the brahmacharis were young, just like Vamanadeva. He's a little 5-7-year-old boy, and he's a brahmachari, right? Carries a staff, and then either he gets married, he doesn't, then he becomes vanaprastha, and gradually there's four levels of sannyas like that. The Prabhupada had a different, slightly different, made easy program that, okay, you're a brahmachari, but you can, he also said you can remain brahmachari. But here he's saying Rupa Goswami was never in this system, really. From the time they were very young, they were enlisted by this king of Bengal, who was trying to conquer the whole of India. is why they quit their job, their post, exalted post. Chakwa torna mashesha mandalapati shanin sara tut jabat. Another characteristic of these Rupa Sanatan, all the Goswamis, especially Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, they were from aristocratic family, all of them, like Gopal Bhatta, highly, you know, his father and uncle, they were the head pujaris, and still to this day, they're lying there, the head pujaris in Sri Rangam. But, so, they gave that all up. And they were mandalapati, not ordinary person giving up. Like hippie giving up. What did you give up? My van. Or I didn't have a van. But what did I have? A knapsack? I didn't get that. What? Yeah, but not directly. That was before. I didn't give up much. But they gave up mandalapati, shanim. That without them, really, the king of Bengal was... you know, he was just a plunderer, basically. He was a giant dacoit, gunda, rascal, demon, destroying, you know, bad guy, bad, bad. But there's a knot in the heart. It has to be pierced. And it's pierced with the shlokas, the Bhagavatam, the instructions of the acharyas. The Bhagavatam is that cutting that knot. The three modes of nature are also guna. Guna means rope. So they've tied us up, bound us. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm bound, you know, by all these things, kam, krodh, adichai. They take me to the ocean and push me down. He calls them the Tagodui, these Kama Krodh, Tagodui, Kama Krodh, the two thugs. You have this word thug. Thug comes from the Bengali thug. These thugs, they're like thugs, and they tie you up and throw you in the ocean. That's how we should think of this material world, the modes of nature. So, but that knot is pierced. One can see himself apart from this body. So the heart is a very... that's why Rupa Goswami is citing that in this verse. So we'll finish this verse. he's a qualified recipient for the Lord's mercy. One time probably was on a walk on the roof of the Lotus building. You can hear the recording. And he says, he hears the people are chanting at a distance. And it's Gaurpurnim time. And they're chanting nicely. They're chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So you hear that. Nowadays you might hear other not so nice things, but in the low days, like in 74 or like that, you hear. And so Prabhupada said, they actually, when you chant this, see Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, we're begging for the mercy of the Panchatattva. So we said, they should take that mercy and go out and distribute it. He said, don't just stay in Mayapur with that. Go out and distribute. Like Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Rupe, Swabhilasa Rupe, he's distributing that mercy, the pastimes and the holy name throughout the universe. Narad Muni is distributing, described there that in the first canto, how he's going all over the universe and distributing this mercy of the holy name. Namanya Natasha, Atatrapapatam, Guhyani Bhadrani Kitani Chasmaran. Namanya Natasha, the name of the unlimited. Not only his name is of the unlimited, but he is unlimited, the name is unlimited, it's unlimited mercy. So, but Rupa Goswami, his verse on the holy name was so amazing that even those great persons like Sarvabhauma, like Ramananda Roy and Sukhdamadar, they were amazed. They said, we have heard so many glorification of the holy name. You can imagine how many shlokas they might know. They said, we've never heard anything like Rupa Goswami's description. So it's quoted, Tunde Tanrit, Karna Krota Gadambini. When the holy name enters the ear, what, millions of years, because the holy name is unlimited, and the glories are unlimited. So those great devotees who are the greatest pundits, Vidvam, Maha, Vidvam, they were astounded by Rupa Goswami's poetic. So there's a verse there that says, Kim Kandena Danusmata, Kim Kadena Kavesh Tasya Kim Kandena Danusmata. That Hridaya Gunati Hridaya, that Chira Gunati Chira. It says there that the, just like a bowman pierces someone's heart. It's kind of a heavy little sloka, but just as the bowman's bow may pierce the heart, and a great poet's poem may even pierce the heart, but if it doesn't cause the head to spin, what is the use of it? So the head to spin, you know. I haven't the experience of getting my heart pierced with an arrow. I hope nobody ever has done that, but or I've not seen it either. So this Rupa Goswami's verses, they were causing their heads to spin, even these great devotees that they were pierced in the heart. It enters into the heart. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about the holy name dances on the tongue and then enters the heart and causes the heart to blossom and finally brings me to Vrindavan, makes me give up my material body and realize my spiritual body. So, but the head has to spin. Kaviraj Goswami. So we should follow in his footsteps and finish this purpose. Therefore, a sincere devotee can be empowered by the Lord regardless of his situation. In the preceding verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has described how he was personally empowered by the Lord. He further states, Iha yasya harir dasi karma namanasa gira A person acting in the service of Krishna with his body, mind, and words is a liberated person even in the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. To keep oneself free from material contamination and attain the Lord's favor, one must be sincerely anxious to render service to the Lord. This is the only qualification necessary. This is the only qualification necessary. As soon as one is favored by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Lord, one is immediately given all the power necessary to write books and propagate the Krishna conscious movement without being hampered by material consideration. So Prabhupada is actually the great example of that. He was not hampered by anything, any setbacks, suffering, all kinds of... But he was fully inspired by Siddhanta Saraswati, Ati, Priya Ati. He understood that Siddhanta Saraswati, Sachi Sutta Priya Ati. He was, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was inspired, and he inspired, just like Prabhupada told some of the devotees that my Guru Maharaj has made me into a jewel, and I can make all of you into jewels. So it's like a touchstone. The spiritual master is like the touchstone and is distributing this mercy. So that's one of the qualifications that Prabhupada was distributing. He heard the instruction. Others heard the instruction too, but they were not inspired to do it. Prabhupada was inspired, and he even said about some of his godbrothers that they were always trying to keep him repression. He used the word compression, repression. But he ignored them. They said, well, if you do this and you work in our mod and you do this, and forget that program, I'm going. Boom. He was inspired. Biti biti achi jata nagaradi gram sarvata pacho. He heard Bharat bhumite hoila manushya janmaja. Those who are born in Bharatvarsha, Prabhupada used to use this verse always, speaking to any Indians in the group or one-to-one, and quote this verse. Bharat bhumite hoila manushya janmaja janma sarta kuri para upakar. You make yourself perfect and then go in. Anyone born in Bharatvarsha, India, should make himself perfect and then preach. He would tell the Indians in South Africa, in Canada, wherever they were, you have all come here to get something material, but I have not come for that. I have come to give the greatest jewel that India has, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teachings. Biti Biti Achi, everywhere to give. Any question? You got the mic? Commentaries? Good. Anything online? What's that? What about it? Oh. Okay, so I think Hare Krishna, Shri Ma, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.